This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Governor John Hickenlooper has called for the expansion of mental health services in the wake of last year's mass shootings in Aurora and Newtown, Connecticut. His $18.5 million proposal would, among other things, create a statewide mental health hotline and walk-in crisis centers, as well as shoring up support at the state's mental hospitals. Many in the health community, including Larry Podorf, say this would be a step in the right direction, but adds that it's not all about the money. Podorf is the executive director at North Range Behavioral Health in Weld County.
It's funding, it's awareness, it's really educating the community, families, that if someone in their family, a loved one, seems to be exhibiting some symptoms, that it's not something to be afraid of, that there is help, there is treatment. And one of the things that is really sweeping the country, which is very helpful in this regard, is a program called Mental Health First Aid. And at North Range Behavioral Health, we do offer this educational program to the community, which really is just, as the name suggests, it's just like first aid, only it focuses on mental health.
And is this something that is offered to anybody? Is it targeted for first responders?
It's really open to anybody. We have we offer the course a number of times throughout the year because it is something that we've been doing for a number of years. And as I mentioned, it really is sweeping the country as a very, very effective way to increase awareness of what mental illness really is.
Now, something that the behavioral health community, I know, has been talking about for at least a few years is parity in treatment. Can you just explain a little bit about what that is and why it's important?
First of all, let me say that when we use the term behavioral health, we're really talking about both substance use disorders and mental illness. Some years ago, Patrick Kennedy sponsored a bill to bring about parity for mental health disorders, which is something that was very much needed. We applauded it and moved ahead because a person who has a mental illness deserves to get the same type of coverage and health benefit as someone who's going in for a physical ailment. So the law was good. It brought about parity, but the problem with it is that it wasn't regulated or enforced at the level that really brings true parity. So work is occurring now to make sure that strength can be added to that. Bottom line is that people with mental health disorders deserve the same type of health coverage as a person with a physical illness.
Just switching gears a little bit for a moment, I do want to mention a program that's going on at North Range Behavioral Health that's been nominated for an international award for its success in working with troubled juveniles. Tell us a little bit about this program.
It's called MST, which is multisystemic therapy, and we have operated it for a number of years at North Range. It's an evidence-based practice, which is a fancy way of saying that it's been proven over and over again in a variety of settings to be effective and to really have positive outcomes. And what we have found in Weld County through the provision of this service is that because it's a program where we go out into the home and we work in the community, the goal is to help the families develop the skills they need to take the ball from there with the successes that we realize and move ahead.
I imagine that's really helpful too, to not just think about helping, you know, the person who is struggling with this, but the whole family.
Oh, absolutely. It's beneficial for, as you know, or can imagine, many folks, many families have multiple children. So if similar things come up, the skills learned can be transferred. And it really is, it's a life-changing kind of intervention. It's not long-term. It's really focused on what does this family need to do a better job to help this adolescent succeed. That's what we focus on, and the outcomes have been spectacular, and to the point that we've been nominated for an international award because this is an international therapy program, and we're very excited about that.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Larry Podorf is the executive director at North Range Behavioral Health in Weld County. Although it didn't win the international award, the agency's youth and family team, including the MST program, has been given a grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to help families struggling with behavioral health and housing challenges.